Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. Unfortunately, our co-host is not available right now, so I'm going to wing out. I am Joe, and we're going to play an introduction right now, and I hope you enjoy it. Introduction, and right now we're doing an open mic. You can call in at 516-418-5529, and I would like to hear from you. Do you believe in the paranormal? Well, I do. I've been researching it for many, many years, and not only have I been researching it, but I am also Buddhist. I've been just new to the Buddhism. I also have done paranormal investigations at Fletchlight's house in New London, Connecticut, and a couple of other places. On this show, you will explore the mystic topic of the paranormal. And forgive me, my roommate's sleeping right now. And so what is the paranormal? Many people believe the paranormal is not real. I, however, do believe that the veil is open. We can communicate through many dimensions. We can communicate with spirits. We can communicate with higher beings. We can communicate with ascended masters. We are a direct vessel of love and light. And whether you believe that or not, that's irrelevant. We are, our physical bodies cross into the next. It's a transfer of energy. I believe that when you do cross over, there is so much energy released out from the earthly existence that simply you can no longer have a consequential energy field to sustain you here. I also believe that when you cross over, we have things of rain, we have snow, we have huge storms. That is because that energy is transferring from this realm, this earthly planet, into a higher consciousness. Other than that, there is a couple of things that I should mention that seem far-fetched, but in many different ways they are not. One being the existence of energy portals throughout the world. We have it in Maya, we have it in Egypt. Recently, not only have we had these energy portals, but we have also had photon clouds appear over Mayan temples and emit a light beam from the temple. There has been physical documentation here from a higher source. I do believe that these are the Sun Masters coming back to assist us. Other than that, the paranormal is very much connected to a higher understanding, a higher intelligence. And when I say higher intelligence, I don't mean physical intelligence. I mean spiritual intelligence, beings that are many light years away from us. And Lemurian energies are one of those things that always intrigued me. In fact, Lemurian and Mayan and Atlantis all coexisted at one point or another, whether you believe it or not. These truths are here. Crystal skulls have been left on the earth, and we believe that we can communicate pure sight, a spiritual sight, with these crystal stones. We also believe that there is so much left unexplored, unanswered. Thank you for listening to the show. And greetings. We are from the International LightCon from Lemuria. I am one of just two allies and I bring you peace and blessings. But he is making the connection to a higher dimension, and we bring you peace, love, and happiness. Do not be afraid of what the bigger tree goes on in government. Do not be afraid of ending anything. We coexist from higher dimension and light beams, and we bring you peace. We have to understand those who do not wish the light will also seek destruction from this dimension. But those who do seek the light will gain many, many, many blessings of light, love, and happiness, and we bring you peace. Okay, guys, so as I was doing the talking, I went into a trance state a half a second ago, and what you experienced was true higher consciousness and intelligence from a higher Lemurian dimension. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I do. This is Joe. Blessed be, namaste, and until next time.